Again, the Western Allies were saved by Russian bloodshed. This time around, though, the Russian soldiers had been radicalized by Order No. 1 and by Soviet propaganda. They began to desert in droves rather than die fighting not for Russia, but for the Western Allies. On July 8, 1917, Alexander Kerensky was promoted again to Prime Minister of the Provisional Government. Desperate to save the Russian army, he put a strict disciplinarian, General Kornilov, in charge. A comedy of errors ensued. Kornilov assumed that he'd been given complete control over the Russian military. When he was ordered to dispatch troops against the Petrograd Soviet, he took it to mean that Kerensky had appointed him co-dictator. Instead, in September, Kerensky talked the Petrograd Soviet into helping him fight General Kornilov. On September 15, 1917, Russia was formally declared to be a republic under the leader of Kerensky as president, interior minister, and supreme commander of the army and navy. If you weren't able to follow that last confusing story, don't feel bad. Nobody else at the time understood what was going on either.